Patty, introduce yourself.
Thanks, Heather. So Patty Murray, I am with Murray Coaching and Consulting. I have had more than 15 years in corporate America, leading sales teams, building sales training, and helping sales leaders execute. And while it was fun in corporate America, when I stepped out of corporate America, I found that it could be even more fun. And so my goal is to take all that knowledge that I have in my head and really help organizations, whether they're large or small, to really empower their people to do better through coaching, through communication, through a bunch of different workshops that I'm able to put together.
Talk about the real estate folks, how you work with them, how you empower them, and their leadership.
Yeah, we definitely started the conversation years ago in the real estate arena, and I had worked with them on many facets. I did a lot of one-on-one coaching with brokers, helping them communicate with their agents, but I also did a lot of communication workshops for their teams, and that's centered around the DISC assessment. Everybody would do the DISC assessment. We would come in and we would do a communication workshop, and they really had a lot of aha moments. Because exactly. They not only learn from each other, but they learn how to present themselves to, you know, if they have a listing coming up or an open house. And the feedback that I've gotten from a lot of the real estate companies is that it's tremendously helping their sales because they don't take things as personally anymore. They're like, oh, it's not personal. It's just right. They have a different communication style. So now when I'm sitting in an open house and I see somebody come in, because of this workshop, I know how to respond better to this particular person. I know what questions to ask this person that's going to resonate with their communication style so that I'm not rolling over them with my style.
Exactly.
I'm actually meeting them where they're at.
And it's not all about them. Not that they are like that, but like having that expertise and having that breadth and scope of, yeah, I'm so happy to see you. You're here at this open house. I want to learn more about you.
Yeah, it's awareness.
And
yeah, it's self-awareness and then the ability to recognize the other styles and meet them where they're at. And so what they've found is, okay, I understand that I might be this particular style and you might be on the opposite spectrum.
Yes.
How do I, and I use the word flex, how do I flex to your style so that you're more comfortable with me? And it really is about recognizing, you know, the physical cues, the audible cues that you get.
The body language.
Absolutely.
You said, the eyes.
Yes. Yeah. And so people that don't necessarily make eye contact when they walk in are a totally different communication style than somebody that's like glaring right at you. You know, so you'll know how to respond to that because you're more aware of the different styles. And it's a lot of fun.
Patty, you had mentioned you worked in the corporate world for a long time, but you had all this knowledge in your head that you wanted to be able to share. Thinking about doing it is one thing, but actually doing it is another. So talk about the aha moment where you said, you know what, I'm going to do this. Talk about that process and how you decided to take that leap.
When I left the corporate world, I was actually had gone into, and I can say it, I'd gone into the mortgage business. And there was a lot of things that I brought with me from the corporate world to help me realize, you know, there's a lot of benefit to everything that I've learned in corporate America that aren't necessarily aha. So, for example, when you're out talking to different people or different organizations, you'll learn that salespeople, and I like to say this, a lot of salespeople are promoted because of their results. They aren't necessarily promoted because they're great leaders. And so what a lot of sales leaders end up doing is they end up doing for their salespeople instead of teaching their salespeople how to do for themselves, right?
Yeah.
So it's that old adage, you know, if I give a man a fish, he eats for a day, but if I teach him to fish, then he eats for a lifetime.
Yes.
Well, it's the same thing in this world. And I had that aha moment because I had been so busy in corporate just doing this because
it
kind of is what it is. But when you're outside of what you're doing and you're seeing all these different people in all these different industries and you're starting to see a common denominator, it's like, well, what if I packaged this up and helped these different organizations by saying, you know what, you guys could use some coaching. Let me teach you how to coach, be a better leader.
Right.
Or simple communication. Like when people go into work, a lot of times everybody's communication style is different. You know, so somebody will say, yeah, I don't like this person at work because whatever. They don't realize that it's not personal. They just have a different communication style. And if everybody could realize that, then you're going to see it's a happier place to be. But it works more productive.
Yeah.
There's less angst. There's more employee engagement. There's more employee satisfaction. And people are less likely to leave.
Right.
And managers are less likely to get burnt out. Because when you have sales managers that feel like they're firefighters and they're constantly like going out and running sales so that because they're held to certain standards and quotas, you know, if they just step back and say, oh, if I can get this person to do it for themselves instead of constantly going out and do it for them, and then I start to build resentment towards that person, and then when that person comes in, I'm like,
it's like torpedoes and torpedoes. And
it's just, it's so foundational. But when you're in it, like when I was in it in corporate, a lot of times you don't realize that until you've stepped back.
You're in the trenches, right. Yeah.
So how do these businesses engage with you? I mean, I assume it's not a one-time classroom thing. I assume it's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Talk about how these businesses work with you.
Excellent. So it depends on what they need, right? So the very first communication with the business would be to identify, you know, what do you need? Where, what's broken? How can we help fix it? Is it, you know, is it employee engagement? Do you need help there? Is it sales? Do you need help there? Is it sales leadership? You know, so it starts with that initial conversation. And then from there, we build out a cohort. A cohort is just a, you know, term that says, how long do we need to get your employees together? Is it monthly? Is it a one-time thing? And then what I've done in the past is I have gone in and done a communication workshop and then followed that up with a coaching workshop for the leaders to take that information and implement it in their one-on-ones with their teams. Okay, so it's not something, you know, training is left at the door. Coaching is for a lifetime. So a lot of times it's like, okay, here's the aha, here's your communication style and how your employees want to be communicated with, and then they learn how to communicate with each other. But let's build on that. Let's take that to the next level and help you coach your employees so that they become
roll
better
up your sleeves
at what
and like
they
work
do.
With them and not throw it at them, but like get involved with them and implement
absolutely.
Like you said what
is there That's a sweet great. Spot as far as the size of the company, the number of employees that you'd like to work with?
So that's a great question. The answer is no. I mean, one of the largest financial firms had thousands of employees, and I was running around the country doing workshops for them. So
awesome.
And then I've also worked with a little, you know,
mom and pop
place. Yeah, that had like six employees. And so there isn't a sweet spot. It's do they want to get better at what they do?
Yeah, are they serious?
Are they serious about really helping their employees become more productive, more effective?
Okay, so if we have a business owner, realtor, whatever you talked
leader.
About earlier, a leader, and they're not sure if they need your services, what would be some signs in their business that they should probably give you a call?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Great question.
I only ask great questions, just so you know that.
So a lot of times your HR directors or your sales leaders will know. So if you see somebody that like maybe is on the verge of burnout in a leadership position, if you see employee turnover, is there angst amongst the team? You know, is there one department not necessarily talking to another? So companies, let's say you want to roll something out and you're behind deadline. Maybe it's because your product development team isn't communicating with your sales and marketing team, who isn't communicating with your operations team.
Yeah.
And it could be as simple as that they just don't understand each other's communication styles.
Yeah.
And so it's really about getting everybody on the same page. They're all talking the same language, but yet they're not. It's not necessarily delivered the way it could be to make it more effective.
For people that want to reach out to you, they need your services or like to have a consultation with you, what's the best way to reach out to you?
So they can send me an email for now or call me. And my email is coachpatty2024@gmail.com. And my number, even though it's Honolulu, Hawaii, I didn't change it when I moved here.
Don't change a thing.
Is 808-859-2629.
And we have a great like network and tight-knit relationship. So we can always, they can reach me at Heather@PeachBPO. Or Heather@646-418-2712. We've worked together and known each other for many years. So we've got a lot of exciting things for Patty and her coaching expertise.
And your website, Heather, is RiptideLLC.com. So they can get all their contact information there if they don't remember
the
numbers.
That would be great. We look forward to more conversations and action. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.